Do you feel like there needs to be some kind of, like, a formal introduction about this is our thing? This is our first thing.
Yes.
Okay. So, do it then.
All right. This is called The Nervous Record with Leah and Amanda.
The Nervous Record. A something, 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 like I can hear the cadence as something, 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 where we, na, 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 da, na, da, na, na, da.
That's... I think we should just do that. Do it again. Let's see if it's repeatable.
The Nervous Record. Na, 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 no, actually, no, no, I lost it. Wait. The Nervous Record. Na, 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 na. The Nervous Record. A podcast where we na 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 na.
Oh yeah, that was it. I heard it that time.
Yeah, did you hear it? I'm really a novice at cutting fruit. I realized the other day I was cutting a cantaloupe. I wasn't cutting a cantaloupe. There was a cantaloupe. I wanted it, but I didn't know what to do. And I was just like, how did you just manage to get 31 years out without...
Cutting a cantaloupe?
Cutting a cantaloupe.
Like 31 I years in the South.
You know, I feel like there was just always an elderly person around. So...
Elderly people love cantaloupe.
Elderly people, all the elderly people I know do love cantaloupe.
Well, why do you feel you have to cut the peach?
Because there's a thing in the middle.
You eat around it. You don't eat the seeds in an apple, do you?
No. Well, now I'm frustrated. This summer, all fruit has just basically become a vehicle for some other kind of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cool Whip. I ate almost like a whole thing of Cool Whip. Out of the...
Like the tub?
Like the tub. I ate almost the whole tub by itself.
But like using one slice of peach to dip it into?
No, or? No peach.
Just your hands.
I just got... Oh, hell. I was like, why even bother with the peach?
It was filling.
It was filling. I mean...
Or just emotionally satisfying.
It felt terrible emotion. I bottomed out after that. And for some reason, that's really stuck with me is in terms of just a low point mm-hmm. is when you're just standing in front of an open freezer. Spooning Cool Whip into your mouth out of the tub.
So that means you didn't even, like, take it out of the freezer?
No. I mean, since it was emotional eating, you know, I was trying to den. I was denning. I didn't want anybody else in the house to know what I was doing. That was really... Oh, I hate that so much. Okay. So we'll make a tag. All right, let's do our tag. I don't think it necessarily needs to be like a formal advice show.
No. But that's kind of my role, right?
I'm the Howard Stern and you're that black lady. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I remember watching that. I was sneak watching it in like 7th grade. And he was talking about sex. I think a lot of stuff about sex from the Howard Stern movie.
It's terrible.
I know.
Are we going to actually talk about people we know? Because at this point, those are the only people who are going to listen.
Yeah. Why don't we start with making off a list of all the people we know?
Let's call them.
We'll call them. I like that. We'll have a let's call them.
And just like name the person on the spot.
Okay. So... Amanda has a husband.
Yeah.
Let's call him...
But here's the thing. People are going to know his name.
Frank.
We can say Jay.
So then why are we having this discussion?
I don't know.
Let's just say the names of people we know.
Personal story that we don't want to embarrass anybody.
I think we just go with it. And I think that just kind of weeds out who our real friends are.
Yeah.
If they hit us with a libel lawsuit, then I'll feel like this is a success. Because... Right now, really, this is just an exercise in vanity and boredom. Yeah, it just told me to... No, it was my watch, and it just told me to stand up, but I'm not going to do that. All right, let's do a tag. What do you think the tag should be?
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later. All my life I've stuck together, this place.